16. Forest and Cave. Faust alone. You gave me all, exalted spirit, all that I asked for. It was not in vain you turned your face in fire then toward me. You gave me glorious nature for my own domain, the power to feel it and enjoy it. Not alone a cold and stunning interview did you allow me, but as if you granted a glimpse into the deep heart of a friend. You lead before me in procession all the living. Teach me how to know my brothers there in the still woods, in the air and waters, and in the forest when the storm crash roars and the great spruce tree cracks and creaking leans, crushing its neighbour's branches in its fall, and thunders dully through the hollow hills. You guide me then to some safe cave and show me to myself and open to my gaze my own heart's deep and secret miracles. And the pure moon rises before my eyes so peacefully, and over me there hovers from the rock walls and dew-bespangled bushes a former world of silver archetypes that mitigates the pleasure of perception. Ah, oh, but there's no fulfillment for mankind. I see it now. You gave me downright blisses that brought me close and closer to the gods, but with them this companion, without whom I can't exist, cold as he's contemptuous, who shames me to myself and turns to nothing all that you gave me with a word, a breath. He works to swell this wildfire in my body, just to consume that sweet and lovely form. So from desire I reel into enjoyment, and in that bliss I thirst to feel desire. Enter Mephistopheles.
Haven't you led this life for long enough? What is there to look forward to? It's nice to try it once, it's splendid stuff, but then again, there's something new.
I wish you'd better things to do than spoil a good day with your croaking.
Now, I'd gladly let you stew. To talk like that, you must be joking. To lose you, friend, so mad, crass, full of spite, would be no hardship whatsoever. One has one's hands full day and night. If what one does is wrong for you or right, my lord's nose gives no clue, not now or ever.
Now, isn't that the perfect tone? He wants my thanks for boring me, I see.
What would your life have been alone, poor son of earth, if it were not for me? You know I cured you surely once for all from your world's cant and drivelling fantasy. By now you'd quit this muddy ball if I were absent, certainly. Why sit amidst these caves in all foul weathers like some sad owl wrapped in its feathers, slurping what wet pap from the moss and rock, like a poor toad down on its luck? So this is your fine jubilee. In you there's still the PhD.
Can't you perceive the new vitality this wandering in the wilds creates in me? Yes, if you shared this strange sensation, you might be devil enough to thwart my exaltation.
You mean the ecstasy eternal, to lie at night in dewy mountains vernal, embracing earth and sky with thrills of pleasure, letting yourself swell up to godlike measure, piercing earth's gates with your prophetic power, all 6 days' work in one heart's surging hour, in joys I know not what, in such elation, soon he will overflow with love on all creation, and so this son of earth is lost, and his high intuition likely tossed. I may not say its termination. This is just filth. You don't like the suggestion? You've every right to call it filth, no question. Such stuff is not for prudish ears, don't doubt it. The prudish heart, though, cannot do without it. So, fine. I don't grudge anyone the pleasure of lying sometimes to oneself, in measure, but one can't keep that up for long. You're burning out already, aren't you? And more of it will wreck and haunt you in madness, horror at the wrong. Enough of this. Your sweetheart sits there waiting, and everything is cramped and grim. You fill her thoughts, reiterating, drowned in her love for that dear him. At first your raging love was overflowing, a brook that swelled to torrents by the melting snow. Into her heart you poured it, glowing, and now your own stream's weak and low. Throned in the forest, the great lord, for such a love so sweet and tender, might find it good instead, I think, to render the poor young monkey some reward. To her, time's pitifully dull and long, stands at the window, watches clouds go by over the city walls so high. I would I were a bird, so goes her song all day and half the night along. Sometimes she's cheerful, mostly blue, sometimes with weeping spent, then quiet in lament, always in love with you.
You snake, you snake!
I've caught you, no mistake.
Damn you! Get out, you evil being! Don't name that lovely girl, enmesh me in that lust for her sweet flesh that has confused all feeling and all seeing.
What then? She thinks you've slipped the leash and run, and you're already halfway gone.
I'm always near her. Were I far away, I can't forget her, can't evade her presence. Yes, envy the Lord's body, that he may taste her lips' touch and her essence.
Indeed, my friend, I've envied you your browses between those lovely twins among the roses.
Out, pimp!
Ha ha, you scold. That's such a fine expression. The God who made the girls and boys and gave them time to share their joys was first of that august profession. Go on, don't be in such a dither. You should be in your bedroom with her, not thinking of the grave.
What is that heavenly joy in her embraces? May her breast warm me in its graces. Don't I know well the grief I gave? I, the unhoused, the exile, the unfriended, unhuman without aim or peace. A cataract hurled roaring cliff to cliff, unended but by its urge to the abyss. And she nearby, with childish, simple senses in her poor cottage on an alpine green, bred in such homely circumstances, knows only the small world she's seen. And I was not contented, God hated as I be, to grip the crags undaunted and smash them into scree. Now I must undermine her gentle peace. You, hell, I see, must have this sacrifice. But help me, devil, shorten her affliction, if it must be, let it be brief. And may her fate crush me too in its action. One ruin for us both, one grief.
Your glow's back. That's what it's about. Go in and comfort her, you twit. When such a noddle sees there's no way out, it knows there'll be an end to it. Long live the fellow who is bold. You're sort of devilized already. Greet it. There's nothing in worse taste in all the world than the sad devil who's defeated.